with a look at Radio K-Man's local sports, I'm Dion Anglin. K-Man men's basketball team makes history with a double bronze at the FIBA 3x3 Caribbean Cup. Radio K-Man's Carsley Fuller has the details.
The K-Man men's national 3x3 basketball team capped off another strong day at the FIBA Caribbean Cup in Nassau, Bahamas, earning a bronze medal at stop two of the tournament. In Saturday's action, K-Man defeated Trinidad and Tobago 13-8, followed by a 12-11 win over host nation Bahamas, before falling 15-10 to Jamaica. The result secured third place at stop two, giving K-Man podium finishes in both stops of the inaugural Caribbean Cup. The victories were, quote, historic, marking the first ever 3x3 wins for K-Man over both Trinidad and Tobago and the Bahamas. In the women's division, the national 3x3 team faced stiff competition, falling to Haiti 13-0 and later to Jamaica 21-1, who went on to claim the championship.
Thank you, Carsley. K-Man's Aliana Anderson opened her indoor season in style at the Indiana Early Bird Meet on Friday afternoon. She claimed victory in the women's 60-meter hurdles with a personal best time of 8.48 seconds, currently the fifth fastest time in NCAA Division II this season. Anderson later returned to the track for the 200 meters, finishing second overall in 24.93. At the Spire Holiday Classic, Imala Edwards-Smith had a strong showing across two events. She placed fourth overall in the girls' 60 meters with a time of 7.95 seconds, then followed up with a silver medal in the 200 meters, clocking 25.61. Teammate Alex Irons competed in both sprints as well, finishing sixth in heat 8 of the boys' 60 meters in 7.49 seconds and fifth in his section of 200 meters with a time of 24.10. Rounding out the K-Man performances, the Quanah Howell took top honors in the girls' 300 meters, winning her race in 39.41 seconds. The 54th Youth Sailing World Championships are officially underway in the Bahamas, and Team K-Man is proudly on deck. Ilka 6 sailors Ciara Murphy and Lyndon Pickering carried the Cayman Islands flag at the opening ceremony and parade of nations, joined by their national coach, Raf Harvey. The practice race sets sail today, with official racing beginning tomorrow. Fans can follow the competition live via at World Sailing Official and at Villamore Sailing. Venus Netball Club will host a district tournament next year, April. The Venus Netball Club is gearing up for its district netball tournament set for April of 2026. The event welcomes teams across all divisions, including under 14 and under 18, adult women, male teams, and mixed squads. Registration is $60 per team, with matches scheduled at district netball courts. Admission is free, and the club encourages community support and participation. For more details or to register, email venus.netballclub345@gmail.com. And staying with netball, six young athletes from Cayman Brac are making their mark on the national stage, joining a Cayman Islands netball squad for a recent development tour in Jamaica. Head of sports for the Sister Islands, Mitchum Sanford, says the community's support has been instrumental in helping these athletes reach new heights.
This is the first exposure for our girls in the Brac to leave the island to play netball. And we're not highly even competitive, or we don't have a lot of competitive games underneath our belt, period, not even locally. So most of the time we develop our girls here in the Brac, and only on occasion we travel to Grand for friendly matches or development matches. So an absolutely awesome performance from all of the girls in the Brac and Grand Cayman. They have a few games that they won and a few close ones that they lost. I am so proud of the girls. I'm so proud of my coaching staff here in the Brac that volunteers their hard, dedicated time to this program. And netball is growing in Cayman Brac. It is growing. And to say that we had six girls from the Brac in the under-16 netball team, that has never been heard of before. So I'm absolutely proud and I'm absolutely grateful. Kudos to the Cayman Islands Netball Association and Ms. Faith Crook, everyone that played a role in this. Absolutely thankful.
The tour gave players valuable exposure and experience, and Sanford says it's a sign of growing talent and commitment on Cayman Brac. That's it for Radio Cayman's local sports for this evening. I'm Dion Anglin.